Hello, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June the 22nd, 2026. The inspired solar lunar calendar shows this is Tammuz 7, 57, 87. So we are ready now to start in the document of Amos. And the first chapter, and we are talking about a man, which is the title of this document, whose name means information. I'm having a very difficult time with my devices and pulling up my different sources of information here that I need. So I think I'm getting there now. His name, Amos, is the phonetic sound of the meaningful information, or actually load, but it means information. So his name means information. Information, who was with herdsmen. He was just a herdsman. Down-to-earth type person from Sudden Thrush Statements. Here are his statements. Here are his actual written, inspired words that we've been given here. He perceived these about most powerful prevails in the days of praise originator, that is phonetically the word Judah, ruler, praise originator's ruler. My strength is originator, and in the days of most powerful prevails, that's phonetically Israel, ruler. Originator bestows son. People contend 2 years to the faces of the earthquake. So here we see Jeroboam and king of Israel, Uzziah, and they were there at that time, just 2 years in the faces of the earthquake. Verse 2, he said, Eternal Originator, that's Yahweh, will roar from bald, dry place, that's Zion. He will give his sound from success legacy. Those sending pastures will lament. Excuse me, those tending pastures. None too sensible here in my reading. Those tending pastures will lament. It was fitting he would say this because he was a herdsman. That meant he was tending the flock there to good pasture. Plantation summit will be without precipitation. That's interesting. Plantation summit is the phonetic word Carmel. You've probably heard a word. You may not have been there like I have. But it's a very interesting place. Verse 3. Here are these messages now that come one right after the other in very short style with this man. Originator conveys. So we need to understand this is what Supreme has had to say here. And he's talking now to primarily not Israel or Judah, but to other nations near them. Eternal Originator conveys this about three rebellions and about four. It's just a phrase he uses there, saying in summary about three or four rebellious problems here of well-watered place. Now, you probably never heard it called that, but you probably heard the word Damascus. It's an ancient city that is present today on the face of the earth and sort of a hotbed of difficulties, let's call it that way. So here's the quote from Eternal Originator that Amos or information put down for our information. I will not turn it. What's he talking about? Threshing them. Wow, this is a very severe punishment. With the iron sledge of perpetual fountain. Verse 4. This is what's going to happen to Damascus. And we're going to see horrible devastation in the future. There are other references to this. And I don't think I happen to have it handy to give to you. So I'm sorry. I will send blaze in the house of mighty one seas. It will devour fortifications of sons of thunder. All right, I think there's more to read here, but I'm not going to read it to you. Verse 6, here again, Eternal Originator says this about three rebellions and about four. So, same phraseology. For Gaza, you've never heard of Gaza, have you? That's the word that means strong, by the way. So here is some punishment for Gaza. Why would he do that? What's wrong with this area? Well, you have not been up in the news or you wouldn't ask that. They have been for thousands of years trying to destroy every Jew on the face of the earth. And it's very much up to the minute as it was in this man's day as it is in our day today, that he is out to destroy. And so Supreme's going to have to take care of him, which means, well, you can read it. You'll see what it says there. I'll read part of it to you. I will not turn it. So he's not going to turn away from this punishment. Exiling a full exile of them to imprison for red. So now he's talking about the people, and in particular here, red, which would be Edom. But these people who surrounded the ancient Israelites have seldom been very friendly. And he went in verse 7, went on to say, I will send a blaze in Gaza's walls. So they have shown October 7th what horrible things can come out of there. I will devour her fortifications. No chance to withstand this. Verse 8, I will cut off inhabitants from Ephesus and from those Rasmerod from away. So he designates the areas and peoples that are included in this around the areas of the territory of Israel there. Actually, within the areas of the territory of Israel. So my controller, Eternal Originator, that is Adonai Yahweh conveys, I will turn my hand on weakener. That's what he says these people are in a meaningful way. They are weakeners. They are out to destroy and weaken the very people who are functioning in a way pleasing to Supreme. We call them Philistines. They call themselves Palestinians. But weakener. And weakener's remnant will perish. That's total annihilation. Don't ever try to annihilate people that Supreme has worked with, and you'll find you will be annihilated if you do. Verse 9, eternal originator conveys this about three events and about four. So this is designation here for rock or tire. They're just sort of to the north. I will not turn it. I've been there too. I visited that area. Exiling a full exile for red and not remembering a pledge of brothers. So he's repeating here what came up in verse 6 about those in that vicinity of Gaza. Exiling a full exile for red and not remembering a pledge of brothers. Verse 10, I will send blaze in rock's walls. I will devour its fortifications. He's going to be merciless to these people because they have been so evil toward the Jewish people. There are about six or so segments around the areas of Jerusalem there that have been so vicious. Currently, this is talking about the past and the current situation. It's dual. Verse 11, eternal originator conveys this about three rebellions and about four of red. That's Edom. So we're finding this is a reference to Edom as it had been earlier in the time of Gaza. I will not turn it. In other words, he will not stop it. Pursuing his brother with a sword, he corrupted his compassion. His countenance tore for the future. He kept his anger constant. Verse 12, I will send blaze in the south. It will devour fortress fortifications. Verse 13, eternal originator conveys this about three rebellions and about four of my relatives. Do you know who my relatives are? You probably don't understand these terms because they've never really been translated correctly. They've been covered up. But in verse 13, the term my relatives is referring to Ammon. And that is a part of the political entity we call Jordan today. But these are descendants of Lot. So here it is. I've lost track of where I'm reading here, sorry. Yes, my relatives, verse 13, the end now comes up where it says, it will not turn, I will not turn it, others he'll not stop, ripping open perpetual fountains, pregnant women, intending to enlarge their territories. That's a very strong statement. So that's why it was over the ripping up of over the ripping open of the women. Okay, verse 14, I will ignite blaze and greatness wall. I will devour her fortifications with the alarm in the day of battle, with a storm in the day of superstorm. Verse 15. Eternal originator conveys their ruler will go into exile, he and his leaders. So this is the conclusion of this first chapter, and this is showing the results of those fighting against the very people Supreme has chosen for his people. It's never a wise idea to do anything against Supreme's choices. We have very little regard for Supreme. We neither worship him nor listen to anything he has to say. So we are going to pay terrible consequences as a result of that. All right, I think that takes us to the end of this, and we can wind up this podcast with a few additional comments. And I didn't really comment on today's news, but I think if you're following it, you know that things are still very mixed up there in the area of Iran. And I'll say in conclusion, we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. We must be being renovated or being converted, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.